There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
About to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right. Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877 Doc Dahlia, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, while back, I apologize. I'm finishing my breakfast. No meat. I'm trying to have vegetarian meals throughout the week. Okay? I average about 2 vegetarian meals a week. And I think that's good. You know, my goal after the new year was 4 vegetarian meals a week. So how many meals do I have in 7 days? Breakfast, lunch, dinner, snack, mid-snack. Okay. So if I have about 100 meals a week, right now I'm 2% vegetarian, so I'm really proud of myself. Not vegan yet. I gotta get there, but I'm working on it. Yesterday I had, I went to this place called Nacho Daddy, and I usually don't like to eat, you know, nachos, but I got the ones with the spinach, but I got the ones with chicken. So there, I know, because I tried to have a vegetarian dinner. Well, some of you have asked me, how do you become vegetarian from being a meat eater? All right, and, you know, I couldn't answer that because I don't know. You know, because the big mistake I think a lot of us meat eaters do is we try to overcompensate for not having the meat. So we'll start to overeat a lot of cheese, overeat a lot of carbs, and then we notice that when we do eat vegetarian, we don't lose weight. I notice that when I try to go vegetarian, you got to go vegan, but when I try to go vegetarian, I'm overcompensating with so much crap that, you know, that crap for me, you know, in terms of the breads and the grains and, you know, bread and butter and cheese, that I wasn't gaining. I wasn't losing weight. I was gaining weight. So for me, I'm like, you know what? If I eat the meat, I'll be fine. Well, Fox News has 5 habits of vegetarians that you should steal. Now, I'm sure Fox News does not want you to commit any crimes, but I see what they're trying to say. Okay, vegetarians know how to make this work. You know, does the average vegetarian really, really, really love vegetables, and do they dream about vegetables? You and I may think that's what's happening. You and I may think, okay, well, that's probably what it is. They're fantasizing about, I don't know, cucumbers and stuff. No, that's not what they do. Okay, vegetarians, they just train themselves to not want meat. Okay, it's not that they are in love with the vegetable. It's that they're not in love with meat. Okay? Which is why you guys have to stop calling people out or accusing them of having some psychiatric illness, because they don't. Vegetarians are probably more sane than any of us combined. You know, they know they're eating vegetables. They're not thinking they're chocolate. They're not seeing things. They're not delirious. Okay, they know they're eating gosh darn Brussels sprouts. They know that. They could see them on the plate. They know the color. So, one is they say, why don't you make vegetables the main attraction? Okay, so a lot of us were like, all right, well, this is my meat. Here's the steak. Here's the rice. Here's the potato. And maybe I'll garnish the plate with a little baby radish. No. If you want to slowly eat more healthy, all right, but you don't want to become completely vegetarian, do what the vegetarians do. Make the vegetable, according to Fox News, I don't know who the nutritionist is, I'd like to give her credit, Cynthia Sass. Oh, she's got a lot of sass, I like that. Yeah, okay, and she says, you know, you weigh less, lower blood pressure, lower risk of diabetes with vegetarian. She's right on the money with that. So maybe make that salad the big yummy thing. I love having salad for dinner. I do like a little salad bar for the kids. Now, true, they start to load it up with the chicken and the cheese and all that and the egg. But I'm like, just try to eat like salad with some yummy dressing and some cran raisins, the craisins, the cranberry things, the strawberries. I like to put strawberries. I like those sugar walnuts or those sugar pecans. that you could stick in the salad. You could even put some sunflower seeds in there, maybe throw some grapes, something like that, and then make it yummy. Okay? So it's an idea. Just kind of do that. And then they say choose plant-based fats over animal fats. All right? That seems to help because that kind of switch will help you lose weight. So, like, for example, using olive oil or balsamic vinegar, maybe use guacamole instead of sour cream because now you got the avocado creaminess fat, that stuff, that seems to work. Apparently, she got her husband to lose weight by doing that. I can add guacamole to everything. I love adding guacamole to my burger, but again, we're trying to stay away from meat, so there, okay? And then they say make pulses your protein. What are pulses? Oh, boy. Beans, and please, beans, peas, lentils. Okay, you know what? That's not going to work for me. Oh, no. She says you can make peas delicious by making split pea soup. Oh, my gosh. I hated when my mom would make us eat split pea soup. That was probably the most disgusting thing I never understood. I'm sorry, guys. I know a lot of you guys like split pea soup. But I just can't. Sorry. All right, let me see. Chickpeas. Chickpeas make me fart. That doesn't work. Okay, now snack on plants. All right, so why don't you start using, let's say, garbanzo bean flour. Snack on plants. Sorry about that. Okay, like chewing on like leafy greens and celery and things like that. Choose dark chocolate over milk chocolate. That seems to help. They also say that why don't you kind of mix plants into your dessert? So you could stick white beans into chocolate pudding. Now I'd really have gas because I ate a lot of chocolate. Garbanzo bean flour to make pumpkin spice mini muffins, things like that. You could even make a tomato sorbet or a chocolate eggplant cake to mushroom meringue. I don't know, man. I mean, to me, it seems easier to just eat the chicken sandwich and then go work out for an hour. All right. Well, you know, guys, it helps. Any little bit helps. So I would suggest to make it work. All right. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Antibiotics linked to higher risk of type 2 diabetes. So could you be using antibiotics put you at risk for diabetes? We're going to talk about that. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
All I do is speak, but you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Hi, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communication Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so a lot of us like to take antibiotics, and antibiotics are probably one of the most popular medicines doctors prescribe. I know a lot of you guys think it's Viagra or Valium or Vicodin, and trust me, the three V's are hard to beat, but we also prescribe a lot of antibiotics. Augmentin, amoxicillin, if you guys want a V name, vancomycin, but we don't write that as much. So they say, according to this study, that repeated use of some types of antibiotics may raise the risk of developing type 2 diabetes. This findings from the study done in the U.S. says we need to, as medical providers, start cutting back on writing antibiotics. There's a strong link between diabetes and being obese and being overweight. But remember they were talking about how maybe the reason why people are obese or diabetic is because of gut bacteria? So maybe some of these antibiotics are messing with that. Researchers from the Departments of Gastroenterology and Medical Oncology at the University of Pennsylvania looked at this, all right? And they looked at the number of antibiotic prescriptions given to more than 200,000 diabetics in the U.K., at least 1 year before they were diagnosed with diabetes, and compare this to the number given to 800,000 non-diabetic patients, same age, same sex. And they found that patients who were given two courses of penicillin, cephalosporin, quinolones, and macrolides were at higher risk for being diagnosed with type 2 diabetes. Now, can I just say that's most of the antibiotics prescribed? Okay, penicillin, amoxicillin, right, cephalosporin, C-chlor, Omniceph, Ceftin, Quinolone, Cipro, Avalox, Levaquin, Macrolide, Z-Pak, Bioxin. So a lot of you guys have already been given these. They didn't bring up the sulfa drugs, which is Bactrim. That's interesting. That's a common one, not, but they didn't bring that up. So maybe that's okay. They found the risk increased with the number of antibiotic courses prescribed. This is a report in the European Journal of Endocrinology. Patients prescribed 2 to 5 courses of penicillins used for a variety of infections increased their risk of diabetes by 8%. That's a hell of a lot, people. The risk increased 23% for those who had 5 courses of penicillin. People taking 2 to 5 of the quinolones like Cipro, et cetera. And what would you use those for? You'd use Cipro, Levaquin, Avalox for upper respiratory infections, but also bladder infections. Or many of you guys are on quinolones when you have diverticulitis or abdominal infections. They said that would increase the risk of diabetes by 15%. Right? You know, we don't like to give quinolones to people with diabetes because it could raise their blood sugar. So it makes sense that a pre-diabetic could possibly have an issue with the antibiotics as well. Now, they already took out factors like obesity, smoking history, history of infections, heart disease, etc. So maybe what it's doing is the antibiotics are starting to alter the ecosystem in the digestive process. According to Dr. Yu Zhao Yang, he says, while our study doesn't really show cause and effect, we think changing levels and diversity of gut bacteria could explain the link. There was no increase in risk associated with antivirals or antifungals. So some of you are like, well, gosh, I take Valtrex for herpes. No, that doesn't seem to bother it. Those of you who had to take Tamiflu for getting the flu this year, no, that shouldn't have affected it. So, you know, what does this mean? I mean, here's the thing. I do notice some of the more overweight kids that come in, and they come in very frequently, and the mom's like, well, they're always getting sick. They're always getting sick. And, you know, so I, as a doctor, have always thought maybe these children that are obese are not as resilient and healthy as some of the skinnier kids. Why? Maybe the skinnier kids are outside playing and the sun is protecting them, as opposed to some of these obese kids that are always indoors and not getting any sun, not getting vitamin D, playing video games, sitting, and not being active. You know, one of the reasons why I credit my having mono and getting over it as quickly as I did, knock on wood, was that I still worked out even when I had mono. I was told not to work out, not to go to the gym. I probably stopped working out for a whole week, and then I started running again. Because, you know, when you're a runner, you just want to keep that up. You don't want to lose it. So I started running again within my 8th day of being diagnosed with mono. And I got over mono fairly quickly. So then you wonder, well, is this an exercise issue? You know, what is it? So the reason why this article is so intriguing is it almost flips the question. Is it that the antibiotics are making you diabetic in the first place? So that's kind of frustrating. I don't know. This whole idea of gut bacteria and changing what's in the gut, you know, you are what you eat. To me, that makes a lot of sense. So it does. But I just see obese kids a lot of times getting more sick, you know, where the sore throat just isn't going away. Maybe it's because when you are obese and you are pre-diabetic, that you already are showing vulnerabilities to infection. Maybe you're just not fighting infection that well. So when you're not fighting infection that well, now you need the antibiotic as opposed to not. You know, many of you ask, when do you go and get an antibiotic? You know, well, I say, well, when you think your body's not fighting the infection anymore. If you get a virus and you get a cold and you don't feel well and, you know, you've given it, you know, 4 or 5 days, you can't really give a certain day amount because sometimes with flu, we want you to nip that in the bud fast. But if you kind of are going along the course of things and then you don't see that you're making a turnaround and you see that you're getting worse, then I say you got to get yourself checked out. And then maybe you do need something. Maybe you have a secondary infection going on. Maybe it wasn't a viral infection that'll go away on its own. And by the way, even viruses need sometimes to be treated with antivirals. So, like, you know, shingles. We will give Valtrex to, or acyclovir, or Famvir. We'll give you antivirals to people with shingles. We know gosh darn well shingles is self-limiting. But we also know that it can be pretty, pretty grotesque and pretty, pretty severe and pretty aggressive. So we want to help limit that. So we doctors love to interfere with that because we know how rip-roaring, uncomfortable shingles can be. So we like to interfere, and that's just what we doctors do. We interfere. I love to interfere. Love to interfere with the insurance company. We love to interfere with your, giving you stool samples to take home, and then we tell you don't eat meat. Oh, you guys hate that. When I tell you to don't eat meat for 3 days, you guys are looking at me like it's Lent. It's not Lent. We're just talking 3 days for crying out loud. So watch for that. You know, if you don't need an antibiotic, don't take it. All right? It'll help the world in terms of antibiotic resistance, etc. However, if you're sick and you're not getting better, you get yourself treated. We are doing no good for nobody if you are dying of an infection that could have been treated. You know, I keep bringing up that case where that teenager who was going ziplining, I believe, out of Georgia, who cut herself pretty badly, was sewn up, and I believe she was seen in the ER, and they didn't give her antibiotics. They cleaned her up really well. They sewed her up, and unfortunately, she ended up having a very deep infection, and that infection ended up, by the time she was given antibiotics, too late and too far, where she had a necrotizing fasciitis, then she went into septic shock, and resulted in losing limbs. So, but that's what we medical providers are for. Let us get involved. Come to us, okay? Come to us. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Just 3 drinks a day could lead to liver cancer. Did you guys see this headline? That's pretty scary. Just 3 alcoholic drinks a day. The research found the risk increased 4% for every 10 grams of alcohol consumed. So that's 1 alcoholic drink, according to the World Cancer Fund. So 3 or more drinks pose a significant risk. The review also found a strong association between obesity and liver cancer, as well as evidence that drinking coffee can protect against the disease. You know, when we look at liver cancer, this is something that has confused many people in terms of how did people get it. Did they get liver cancer because they had cancer elsewhere and the cancer spread to the liver? Or was it a primary source? Now, primary liver cancer is something that can be diagnosed. Doctors can diagnose if it's a secondary metastasis or if it's a primary. And primary liver cancer a lot of times could also be caused by hepatitis, but we do see liver cancer in alcoholics. So then how much alcohol are we looking at? So according to Dr. Sarah Jarvis, medical advisor for alcohol education charity called DrinkAware, all right, she said to help reduce the risk of getting alcohol-related liver cancer, the guidelines is 2 to 3 units a day for women, which is about 175 cc, which would be, if you divide them by 30, well, no, okay, well, 5 cc's is a teaspoon, so if you take a look at that, I don't know, and 13% wine, or 3 to 4 units a day of men for men. Okay, to me, I say in America standards, no more than 1 to 1.5 drinks for women and 2 to 3 drinks for men, but that's my standard, all right, to cut back on liver cancer. Scary stuff. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
The freeze-dry guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse. Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The freeze-dry guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The freeze-dry guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.
By now you may have heard a bit about bitcoins, but did you know bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning bitcoins or trying to make money in the bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. I every now and then like to, you know, talk about TV because I watch a lot of TV. And I'm kind of intrigued with how some of the actors may undergo or may, live through the very, very similar struggles that their characters do. Well, apparently John Hamm, who plays Don Draper on Mad Men, has exited rehab for alcoholism. So apparently he had been treated for a 30-day stay at a rehabilitation center where he sought treatment for alcohol addiction. According to his longtime partner, Jennifer Westfelt, John Hamm recently completed treatment. Oh, with the support of his longtime partner, Jennifer Westfelt, John Hamm recently completed treatment for a struggle with alcohol addiction, according to a spokesman for Hamm. They have asked for privacy and sensitivity going forward. Good for him. I am very, very proud of him. Apparently, they said, after a long struggle in Hollywood, Hamm, 44 years old, became famous when he played an alcoholic womanizing Don Draper on the AMC series Mad Men. I did not start watching Mad Men till last year. I mean, I knew it was there on TV, but I was so busy trying to catch up with Game of Thrones and Boardwalk Empire and True Blood that I didn't watch it. Then all of a sudden, I did the Mad Men Marathon where I just watched them all from the beginning, and it was a very, very good series. He won a Golden Globe in 2008 for his role, has been nominated for an Emmy 7 times. Now, he completed a program in Silver Hill Hospital in New Canaan, Connecticut at the end of February, and it was a high-end facility. And Mad Men is ending. After an 8-year run, Mad Men is, I guess, the final season is going to air, I guess, April, I forget what day. And he says, there's no version of this ending that is not super painful for me, according to Hamm. Mad Men has been a single constant in my creative life in the last decade, so that's kind of tough. Yeah, I will be happy when the final episodes air, and I don't have to fake like I don't know how the show ends. I will never be able to have this again, and that's a drag. But, you know, it's interesting because in the show, he plays an alcoholic. And what I, this is kind of a knack I have. I don't have a lot of talents, as you guys could see. You've heard me sing, right? All right, I'm definitely not the sexiest. And you've seen some of my writing, my poetry. Okay, I'm not talented, but the one thing I can do is I could pick out certain things that I see and just be able to know something about them personally. So I was just kind of looking at a scene with Don Draper in it, and I go, I wonder if he drinks in real life. You know, I just, as a doctor, I'm like, you know, I wonder if he has any personal battles with alcohol. I had absolutely no idea. I did the same thing with, you know, the guy that plays Chow? I forget his name. On the Hangover movies, he's a real doctor. And I had no idea he was a real doctor. When I saw him in one of his first movies, I think it was in Knocked Up or one of the movies or whatever, he played a doctor. And I turned to my husband and I go, I wonder if he's a real doctor. I mean, he just had that about him. So, you know, I'm watching John Hamm do this, and you know how you always kind of watch shows and you look at, oh, I bet that's apple juice or I bet that's fake. I just kind of got the feeling that I was like, I think he is not only a good actor, but he is really, really deep into this. Unfortunately, what that does exemplify is that a lot of stars and a lot of these people that we idolize and we think, you know, have it made, have a lot of their own internal struggles. And they struggle with the same things we all struggle with. Wasn't it Candace Bergen who played Murphy Brown? Apparently she was interviewed on her weight gain. And, I mean, she was always skinny and a Vogue model and beautiful woman. She still is beautiful. But everyone's like, oh, my gosh, she gained 30 pounds. So the rest of us have gained 30 pounds. It happens, all right? So, I wish him well. And I'm you know, grateful that he came forward with this because it teaches us a lot about how, the internal struggles that we have, everybody has. It's just, I hate to see anybody, you know, have to go through that. I like him a lot. Apparently, Empire has a lot of news out today as well. I think there's a company, an actual music company, that claims that Empire is their name as well. And I believe there's a lawsuit. I don't know if I have all that information on that. But apparently, they want either the Empire show to use their musicians or pay up. Not too sure of the details. We'll let you know. Apparently, Terrence Howard and Taraji Henson called the shots from what we found out. All right, this show Empire that just, I think, saved Fox and their ratings. It was probably one of the brilliant, most brilliant moves I've seen a TV network do in a while, next to what Netflix has done and AMC has done. And it really saved them, especially after that I Wanna Marry Harry show. I don't know if you guys saw that on Fox, where a bunch of girls thought this man was Harry, you know, of the royals. Right? and, you know, Prince Harry. Yeah, that was ridiculous. Apparently, there's a lot of little scoop. They say Taraji is envious of the actress Geely's small waist. Taraji has been wearing Spanx. Well, of course, duh. All right, something happens to Malik Yoba in the finale. Many of you guys have seen that, but they say Terrence Howard wanted that to happen. So there's apparently a lot of little back and forth going on in that. Pretty cool stuff because it's a cool show. Interesting to see a lot of cat fights, music's good, etc. But, you know, having done a little bit of TV work myself, it's not as glamorous as you think. What's glamorous is getting to go to the parties and dressing up, etc. But I don't know. If I don't ever, you know, star in a movie or star in a TV show with the sexy Don Draper, you know, I don't think it's going to be that damaging to my psyche because I think it's a pretty rough life. Really rough, really tough. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So apparently the schools have been so good at suspending teenagers because they were taking drugs that now marijuana has boosted big time in high schools. They say suspending pupils from school for using marijuana is likely to lead to more use among their classmates of that. The research conducted by researchers at the University of Washington in Australia compared drug policies at schools. And even they found whether it's illicit drug or marijuana, when these policies, it's almost like, well, let me read the article, okay, because I'll give you my commentary in a second. They said it found students attending schools with suspension policies for illicit drug use were 1.6 times more likely than their peers at schools without such policies to then use marijuana in the next year. And this was as a student body as a whole and not just those suspended. So I know that we've been seeing more and more marijuana use. That is no surprise. Marijuana has definitely made a huge comeback. Xanax, Lortab were really, really big a few years ago, still are. The crack, the cocaine, the meth going down. Unfortunately, we're seeing heroin. And we're seeing a lot of heroin rise in schools because now that narcotics are getting harder to get and people want that buzz, apparently, they're turning more towards heroin. It's very, very frightening. But, you know, marijuana use, I predicted that marijuana use would rise because now that we're talking about, you know, releasing the prohibition of marijuana and starting to legalize it, and it is, it's going to probably be legal. I'm sure the feds are going to legalize it within the next 5-10 years so that all states don't have to fear, you know, contradicting federal law while their states have approved marijuana use as legal use. But, you know, once students go, okay, well, it's not a bad drug anymore, we're already seeing, I'm even seeing patients come in. And rather than being quiet about it, they're like, well, I was smoking pot, and then this happened, and this happened, or I was smoking some weed or whatever, and no one's hiding it anymore. And as we see with movies and TV shows, weed is now starting to be a normal thing done at parties. I mean, of course, back in the 60s and 70s and 80s, weed was at parties anyway. But it wasn't something publicized to the degree that it is. Seth Rogen, and I think every single movie he's ever done, has him smoking weed in the movie. So, yeah, just be on the watch. If these kids are going to be using it more, it's going to be interesting to see what happens with their grades. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't go away.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Well, this kind of frustrates some people. We hear that fewer than half of Alzheimer's patients are told they even have Alzheimer's. According to a 2015 Alzheimer's Disease Facts and Figures report from the Alzheimer's Association, only 45% of Alzheimer's patients have been told by their doctors that they have the condition. But by contrast, the report says that 90% of people with breast, prostate, colorectal, or lung cancers were told of their diagnosis by a doctor. Too often, the report suggests that people with Alzheimer's or their caregivers weren't officially given an Alzheimer's diagnosis until it progressed to advanced stages. Now, a later diagnosis can make it much more difficult to plan, obviously, for the future. Now, they say, in this quote from Beth Kallmeyer, Vice President of Constituent Services for the Alzheimer's Association, these disturbingly low disclosure rates in Alzheimer's disease are reminiscent of the rates seen for cancer in the 1950s and 60s, when even mention of the word cancer was taboo. Now, the report also chronicles the mortality and economic effects of the condition. So, between 2000 and 2013, those 13 years, deaths from Alzheimer's has now risen 71%. In comparison, we're seeing heart disease and stroke go down. They're still, heart disease is still the number one killer, but we're seeing those deaths start to go down. So, if Alzheimer's rates are increasing, what are we doing about it? And one of the things we could do about it, even though we're still waiting to come up with a cure and a real effective treatment, is at least let people know they have it early, so whatever treatments we do have, they could start. Alzheimer's right now is the sixth leading cause of death in the United States and the fifth leading cause of death for people over the age of 65. The Alzheimer's Association estimates that about 5.3 million Americans right now have Alzheimer's, which they think are going to jump to 13.8 million by 2050. Why? Well, more of us are living longer. More of us are fighting cancer. More of us are preventing the heart attack. So as that happens, we live long enough now to start seeing the brain, unfortunately, deteriorate if we get afflicted with Alzheimer's. Now, Alzheimer's is expensive. If you thought the medical costs that we're spending now are high because of diabetes and obesity, they say caring for Alzheimer's patients in 2015 is going to be estimated at $226 billion, with $153 billion being taken from Medicare and Medicaid. So, authors of the report want the federal government to increase federal contributions by $300 million in 2016 for better research and diagnostic tools. I agree. But why would we not tell of a diagnosis? As a doctor, it's been very, very frustrating for me when I've been asked by patients to not tell their loved one that they have cancer. All right? And their loved one does not have dementia, or if there is some dementia, it's mild. And they're still able to take care of their own affairs, etc. And I'm supposed to be my patient's advocate. I'm my patient's doctor. And so for me, you know, I want to work with them, save them, etc. And I tell family, you know, if the loved one is not mentally incapacitated, I tell them, look, you know, I am their doctor. Okay, I understand you guys are family members. When I'm individually your doctor, are you going to want me to hide something from you? You know, well, no, doctor, you don't understand. I go, no, stop for a second. Okay, if you had a tumor and I diagnosed that on you, God forbid, tomorrow, but I didn't tell you because Bob over here told me not to, how would you feel? Well, that's different. You know, we're the kids, and it's just going to worry him, and he's going to die. And, you know, not knowing is also a worry. You know, the idea that telling somebody they have cancer, and they're going to write it off in their mind and shrivel up and die is wrong. I have seen so many people turn around and fight the fight. I've told you guys this story many times, but many of you are new to the show, so you're going to just have to listen to it again if you've heard it. It's tough. There was a gentleman I had, he was a smoker, and he was having some issues, some coughing, etc. So I take a picture of his lungs, and when we take an x-ray, there is this big, huge mass in his lungs, okay? Big, huge, round ball. Now, a lot of times I get this feeling. I get a feeling when it's bad, and I get a feeling when it's not so bad. So I bring him over to look at the x-ray, and I go, Frank, this is what you got. He's like, oh, man, what do I got? What, am I dying, doc? And I'm like, well, you got this something in your lung. We got to scoop this sucker out, and we got to beat this thing, whatever it is. All right, is it cancer, doc? And I go, I don't know. I don't know what it is. What else could it be, doc? Well, if it's not cancer, it could be a fungal ball. You know, it could be an abscess. But, you know, my job is to make sure it's not cancer, or if it is cancer, we knock it out of the ballpark. Well, if it's cancer, I just want to die. I just want to just don't do anything. Just let me die from it. I go, no, stop it. You're having trouble breathing. You think that's a fun way to die? Let's take a look at this, knock this out of the ballpark. And again, I'm not getting a bad feeling from this. This could be a fungal ball. Right now, let's call it a fungal ball and make sure it's not cancer. You okay with that? He's like, fine, doc, great. So I get him in with a cardiovascular doctor, cardiovascular surgeon, and the cardiovascular surgeon calls me up, livid. Frank won't let me do surgery on this, and he won't let me take it out. And I go, why not? Well, because he said you said it was a fungal ball. And I'm like, oh, my gosh, oh, gosh. Let me talk to Frank. He's like, you better fix this because this is cancer. You know it's cancer. I know it's cancer. We got to get this taken out. And I'm like, well, I don't know for sure that it's cancer. It still could be a fungal ball. But, of course, I'm going to want him to get the surgery. That's why I sent it to you, the cardiovascular doctor. So we talked the patient into going, getting the lobe that had this removed. It went to pathology, came back, fungal ball. He never had cancer. Ooh. So Frank was happy. He was ecstatic. He was on cloud nine. I was ecstatic because I got something right over a cardiovascular doctor. I mean, that's why instinct and, you know, those of us with any spirituality, I mean, incorporate it into your medicine because, man, that stuff is real. All right? I thank God for protecting him. God was watching over him that day. Wonderful. However, I still had to tell him it could be cancer. And I was kicking myself that night before going, wait a second, did I kit and glove it too much? So as a doctor, I have developed a way to talk to patients. Okay, if somebody has cancer and we diagnose them with cancer, I don't go in there saying, all right, you know, you have cancer. Start writing your will. I'm sorry. Now I got to move on to my next patient. I sit down and I say, okay, we got to decide if we're going to put up a fight. All right, and I'm going to get the best people I know to help us decide what kind of a fight to put up with this. Is this something we could just scoop out, or is this something that's going to be a long, hard process? All right, let's take a look and get some facts. But I don't know enough about this. I don't have the biopsy. I don't have the tumor staging. Let's find out what this is, and then we sit down and make a decision. All right, and, you know, I'm with you every step of the way. Not all cancer diagnoses are now death sentences. Okay, same thing with HIV. I remember years ago when I was in medical school, we'd be sitting there with groups of in HIV support groups with our patients, and they're like, you know, gosh, I know I'm going to die. I never thought I would die, whatever. The discussion is way different now. Now that it's going, oh, so I have HIV, I got to treat it. Okay, things are being discovered. Things are being done all the time. And it is amazing what we've been able to do and accomplish. So if you have a loved one that might have some dementia, et cetera, and it looks like they have a tumor, what I think, not only should I think the doctor, you know, explain it, make sure the family's there for support and talk about the plan, but I think we need to go back a few years and a few decades and let's stop freaking out when we hear the word cancer. All right? Okay? Let's go into our middle age or our senior years knowing that we may get hit with something and we have to beat it. Just like diabetes and high blood pressure, it doesn't have to be a death sentence. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Hang me down. Hang me down. You know, hang me down.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.